The Santa Fe Indian School has made its first major public comments about the proposed development on its campus along Cerrillos Road. Officials with the school are promising that plans will not include a casino or alcohol and tobacco sales. The school had been nearly silent about their plans since demolishing 15 historic buildings back in 2008. School officials now seem more willing to make their plans public in hopes of getting congressional permission to use the property for commercial purposes. The school's public relations consultant released a news release this week saying that the Board of Trustees believes the proposed redevelopment would help the school attain financial self-sufficiency while creating jobs here in Santa Fe. The Santa Fe City Council, along with the Santa Fe County Commission, are planning a joint meeting on Thursday to review strategies for annexation. The local governments have fallen behind on a 2008 plan to annex about 10,000 acres in three phases over a five-year period. The process means that the city would take over governance for that land. The court-approved deal settles a number of lawsuits involving the city, the county, and also real estate developers. However, every step has required bureaucratic action, and some budget challenges have led to delays. We're looking at partly sunny skies for the day with a high temp near 83 degrees and a slight chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight with an overnight low near 62 degrees. I'm John Califf. You can read about these stories and much more by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe, New Mexican.